Today is the final scheduled day of the state's 2017 legislative session. But in Albany, there's already talk of a special session later this summer to tackle an especially thorny issue, mayoral control of New York City public schools. WNYC's Fred Mogul joins us now via Skype to talk about what that would mean politically and logistically. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
So, Fred, at the moment, Mayor de Blasio only has control of city schools for 1 year at a time, and that's set to expire at the end of June. What happens if it does?
Well, Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina was in Albany yesterday pleading on behalf of de Blasio for the lawmakers to let him preserve control over city schools. But Farina also said contingency plans are underway, if it doesn't happen, in case the current power structure, which has been on the books since 2002, gets suspended and the old law resumes. The first thing that would happen would be convening a central board of ed in which the mayor gets to appoint two people and each of the five borough presidents gets to appoint one. So de Blasio could get enough allies to control the seven-person board and keep his chancellor, and Farina could keep her job. Or he could get a board he doesn't control, which could have its own ideas, including hiring a new chancellor.
Well, Chancellor Farina and others talk about the previous school system as the bad old days. What's their beef with how things used to be?
You know, that actually seems to be a bipartisan consensus that the old system was rife with corruption and patronage and inefficiency. In addition to that central board of ed, there were 38 local district boards of ed elected by the tiny numbers of voters who actually went to the polls. And these boards, they had a lot of power over personnel decisions like superintendents and principals. And there was a whole parallel bureaucracy that went with them. It cost billions of dollars. So both Republicans and Democrats say the mayoral control set up in place now for 15 years is much more efficient for managing the education of over 1 million students.
So it sounds like lawmakers eventually will extend mayoral control. And if that's the case, would Mayor de Blasio really need to start the whole process of reviving that old Board of Ed structure?
Well, you're right. No one seems to think we're going to turn the clock back to 2002. Still, Farina says the mayor and the city can't just leave it to chance.
There's no guarantee on that. You don't know what this committee, I don't even know who these people would be. So I do think we're taking a chance.
And it has happened before that mayoral control has been suspended, at least temporarily. There was a similar standoff in 2009 under Mayor Bloomberg. State legislators let the law lapse at the end of the regular session. It seemed likely they'd come back in for a special session, but there was a remote chance they might not, and the new system might revert to the old. So Bloomberg acted as if it could happen, and he recruited enough borough presidents to his side to secure control of the board and a job for his school chancellor, Joel Klein. In the end, lawmakers did return to Albany and gave Bloomberg his extension, but not before a bunch of political favors traded hands between the mayor and the borough presidents.
How have the negotiations in Albany been going this time? Do you have any sense of what's been going on behind closed doors?
Well, you know, the legislative leaders have been giving us drips and drabs. As of last night, Republican Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan said the usual. He's open to compromise. He thinks a deal could still happen. He's adamant that extending mayoral control should be linked to increasing the number of charter schools. Assembly Speaker Carl Hasey said two words, nothing new. Very blank face as he rushed by us. And Senator Jeff Klein, leader of the Independent Democratic Conference, the one which sides with the Republicans, said he could see a deal where the mayor, you know, even gets a two-year extension. The governor, his people, they've been even more tight-lipped. They're basically not saying anything. One thing, though, they do all agree on is that they're not going to extend the session to Thursday and Friday and through the weekend and so on. That's what happened earlier this year with the budget around April 1st. They just kept adding a day or two and another until the budget was 10 days overdue. And everyone was just exhausted and frustrated. And they're determined to not let that happen again here as the summer gets underway.
We've been talking with WNYC state government and politics reporter Fred Mogul in Albany. We'll be hearing more from him as the session wraps up, supposedly tonight. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thank you, Carrie.